应该不用翻译这句。
I am so happy to be here today.
我今天很高兴来到这里。
I know that you have different preachers that come.
我知道咱们这里有不同的讲员会来这里讲道。
And I would guess that there are some that you like more than others.
我猜想可能你们当中会有人觉得这个我更喜欢多过另外一位。
But I want you to have mercy on me today.
但我希望大家能给我一点点恩惠。
And don't compare me to someone else.
不要拿我和其他的讲员来比较。
But instead, listen to what God has to say for you.
反过来，请大家聆听神要对你们说的话。
As a young man, my friends and I would often talk about who our favorite musician was.
年轻的时候呢，朋友和我和朋友们经常去讨论我们最喜欢的音乐人是谁。
Many times we had very different opinions and some very lively and spirited conversations.
很多次我们有不同意见的时候都会聊得很火热。
As I remember, each of us had a different way to measure who we believed was the greatest musician.
如果记得没错的话，每个人都有不同的一套尺度来去衡量自己认为什么才是最伟大的音乐人。
To this day,I still wonder how anyone could be considered the greatest of all time.
直到今天，我还在想，一个人要如何才能被认为是有史以来最伟大的一位。
Now I can imagine that the English language sometimes would be a little difficult for you to understand.
我可以想象，可能英语对各位来说有的时候会稍微难以理解一点。
So when you hear someone say that a person is a goat, it does not mean they are an animal.
所以当大家听到有人说 goat 的时候可能不是指一个 不是指那个动物。
Because goat is G-O-A-T, greatest of all time.
所以 goat 这个词的拼写可能是最伟大的音乐家的缩写。
Each of us had our own preferences and opinions, which influenced our choice of who was the goat, who was the best musician.
每个人都有不同的标准来去定义自己认为最伟大的音乐家是什么。
I think I was right.
我认为我是对的。
As an American, you'll have choices to make at the voting booth this November.
如果你是美国人的话呢，今年的十一月份你将在投票台上有所选择。
Many of us keep our opinion to ourselves while others are vocal about who they believe should be elected to office.
一些人呢是不去讲自己的看法，但是也有另外一些人会比较愿意去聊他们觉得谁应该被选进白宫。
And everyone seems to measure each candidate by a standard they believe is best.
然后每个人呢也是以自己认为最好的标准来去衡量谁是最好的候选人。
As a Christian, we often choose the music we sing or the preachers that we like based on standards that we hold dear to our hearts.
作为基督徒的话，我们常常是以自己心中非常珍惜的那个尺度来去衡量什么是我们认为最好的音乐或者是讲道。
Now, while we are all uniquely and wonderfully made, Jesus had plenty to say about what pleases God and what does not please God.
我们是被如此的独一和奇妙所创造的，而耶稣也讲了很多什么使神喜悦，什么又不使人喜，不使神喜悦。
Unfortunately, some of us choose to avoid some of his teachings and embrace others of his teaching.
然而很无奈的是我们当中有一些人可能会选择躲避神的教导，反而去拥抱其他的说法。
In doing this, we miss the point of the gospel.
而这样使我们失去了福音的焦点。
So let's turn to his word and ask the Lord to teach us in this moment.
所以让我们转向神，并且向神寻求，让他来教导我们在这一刻。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Father, as we consider what it is that we have read today in the scriptures, we realize that we can't understand it without your help.
父母知道我们今天所读的经文，若没有你的帮助，我们便不能解其中真意。
So we ask you to help us to treasure your word and to listen closely to what you have to say to us individually.
所以我们求你来帮助我们来珍惜你的话语，并且让我们听清你要对我们每个人内心所说的话。
At the same time, I know that you want us to listen as a body of believers so that we might behave and act in a way that glorifies and honors you.
我们也知道你让我们是用身心来去听你的话，以至于能行出来。
So Holy Spirit, we ask for your help.
所以圣灵，我们寻求你的帮助。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们以基督耶稣之名祷告。
Amen.
阿门。
Our passage today comes from the Gospel of Luke in the 6th chapter. If you want to open that up, feel free to do that.
如果各位有圣经的话，可以看到我们今天的经文来自路加福音的第六章。
As we look through the chapter, we see how many ways the people of this world use measures that are different than what Jesus taught about the kingdom of God.
当我们读过这章的时候，我们能看到世人会用着多么与神不同的标准来去，做出衡量。
The chapter begins with the Jewish rulers being enraged by Jesus for what he does and what he allows for on the Sabbath.
这章一开始的时候讲到的是犹太的领袖因耶稣在安息日所做所行被触怒的事情。
He declares to them that he is the Lord of the Sabbath.
他宣告他是安息日的主。
They began to discuss what they might do to Jesus.
然后他们商议要对耶稣做什么事情。
Because of this one interaction with him, they wanted to kill him.
因为他的这样一个反应，他们就想杀掉他。
We also see Jesus choosing his 12 disciples in this chapter.
在这一章，我们同样看到耶稣拣选了他的十二个门徒。
In doing so, he chose men.That would abandon him in his greatest need, and even one person who would betray him to be crucified.
他选择了那些在他最需要的时候去抛弃他的人，甚至其中有一位在他钉十字架的时候背叛了他。
This is not the way an interview process is conducted in the marketplace or in a church when you're looking for a pastor or a new employee.
最后我们在市场上去挑选员工面试的时候或者在教会里去面试牧师的时候是不一样的。
The prophet Isaiah wrote that his thoughts are not our thoughts and our ways are not his ways.
以赛亚先知在他的书上写道他的思念不是我们的思念而我们的道路也不是他的道路。
God's way of measuring is uniquely his.
神用来衡量的标准是独他所有的。
As we go through the chapter, Jesus then taught that the poor, the hungry, and those who weep, and those who are hated by people because of him, are blessed.
如果我们继续读下去的话，耶稣继续讲到那些贫穷的、饥饿的、哭泣的，还有那些因他的名被厌恶的人，乃是受祝福的。
In a world where the rich and successful are celebrated, Jesus taught us something about the kingdom.That is not natural to us.
在一个因富有和成功被庆祝的世界当中，耶稣所教导我们关于国度的事情，乃是那么的不自然。
This teaching is supernatural, not natural, and requires wisdom from God by His Spirit to hear it and to understand it.
这样的教导。它是超自然的，不是自然的，以至于需要从神而来，从他的灵而来的智慧，我们才能听到并且理解它。
Now, what we'll be looking at today are some of the difficulties believers I know have in walking according to the teachers of Jesus and how he taught us to do that.
而我们今天要看的就是一些信徒在走在神的旨意当中所遇到的难点，以及他是如何来教导我们的。
First.Jesus teaches us to stay away from judging or condemning people.
第一点，耶稣教导我们要避免去批判甚至于定罪他人。
The person who judges will be judged, and the person who condemns will be condemned.
那些论断的人将要被论断，而那些定他人罪的人也将被定罪。
The measure we use to judge someone or to condemn someone is the measure that will be used for us.
那些我们用来去衡量他人的尺度，也将被用在衡量我们。
This is clearly a teaching for our benefit, but the natural position, the way we often think, is to judge people and even condemn them.
这样的教导很显然是对我们有益的，然而我们更直觉的反应却是我们经常去论断，甚至于去给他人定罪。
The supernatural way to live is to avoid either judging or condemning people by forgiving them.
而这不那么自然的道路就是去在生活当中避免去论断他人或者说给他人定罪。
And this is a big hurdle for people.
这对很多人说是一个很大的障碍。
You're familiar with hurdles?
你们知道障碍吧？
Obstacles?
阻碍。
Whether the root of their problem is pride or unforgiveness, the roots often run deep.
不管我们说我们根本的问题是出于骄傲还是那些不饶恕，我们都知道这样的根其实是很深的。
So I have to wonder, is there someone that comes to mind right now as I'm saying this that you need to forgive?
所以在想说，当我说这个话的时候，不知道你们有没有想到谁是你们意识到自己需要去原谅的人。
It's my hope that you will decide now to forgive that person and to learn how to bless them.
我衷心希望说你现在能够决心去饶恕他们，并且学着如何去祝福他们。
In preparing for this sermon, I was speaking to a young man who's 31 years old.
准备这张讲章的时候，我和一位31岁的年轻人谈过一下。
His father had died when he was 21 years old.
他的父亲在他21岁的时候死去了。
And after his father's death, the family went separate ways. His sister went one way, his mother went another way, and left him alone.
他的父亲死后，他的母亲和姐妹分别走上了不同的人生道路，独自留下他一个人。
He had deep resentment in his heart.
他在他的心中充满了愤恨。
And he had come to me looking for help on how to decide what to do about his job.
他来找我寻求帮助，也来聊一聊他要对他的工作上做出一些规划。
But I knew the pain that was in his heart was what was keeping him from thinking clearly.
但我能看到说他心中那样的痛苦使得他不能去很清晰的思考。
So I asked him to read a passage out of Matthew where Jesus taught about forgiveness.
所以我让他来去看马太福音当中耶稣谈到关于饶恕的篇章。
And to consider forgiving his sister and his mother, his grandmother and his aunt and his cousin.
让我们看到让他如何去饶恕他的母亲、妹妹、祖父母、阿姨，还有其他的表亲。
He called me a week later to let me know that he had called his sister.
他一周之后告诉我说他给他的姐妹打电话了。
He was afraid of how she would react.
他过去是很担心很不知道他的姐妹会如何回答他。
But they spoke for 1 hour.
但他们聊了一个小时。
And he was amazed at how well that conversation went.
他很惊讶于那个对话谈得有多么的好。
It taught me a great lesson of the power of forgiveness.
这给我在饶恕这件事情上了很重要的一课。
You see, we've been forgiven of everything by the blood that was shed on the cross by Jesus.
大家都知道我们因着耶稣基督在十字架所洒的血我们被赎清了一切的罪。
And holding on to unforgiveness is not an appropriate response to the great forgiveness that we have.
如果我们紧握着不放下我们的这种不饶恕乃是对神所做的事情一种不当的回应。
Jesus goes on to tell us that the person who is generous will receive generosity from God.
耶稣继续讲到那些宽容的人将会得到神的宽容。
What we give cannot be compared to what the Lord gives in return.
我们给出的是和神所给我们的无法比拟的。
Jesus called it a good measure that is pressed down, shaken together, and running over into our lap.
耶稣所说的是用十足的升斗，连摇带按，上尖下流的倒在你们怀里。
Again, our natural experience.Is typically different than that.
同样的，我们本能的反应是不同于此的。
Some people have been taken advantage of when they lean towards being generous and kind.
他们很多有些人是在这个受到恩惠这件事情是经常去得到一些实惠的。
But this is another supernatural truth about the way things are measured in the kingdom of God.
而这又是另外一个 那超越本能超过自然的关乎于神国的一些教导。
We cannot outgive God.
我们不可能比神给的更多。
My friend who forgave his sister, then went on to forgive his grandmother. He went to visit with her, and he calls it the forgiveness tour.
那个刚才我提到的原谅他姐妹的年轻人，又继续原谅他的祖母，并且去见了他的祖母，他自己叫做这是一个饶恕之旅。
Because of what God has given him in return for his obedience, he is motivated to keep going and to be clear with each person that he forgives them.
因着神所给他的，他就用顺服来回应神，并且继续去饶恕他生命当中的其他人。
Jesus then uses a parable to help us understand his point.
耶稣接下来用了一个寓言来帮助我们理解他想表达的点。
He starts by talking about the results of the blind leading the blind.
他来给我们讲一个盲人领着一个盲人所带来的结果。
They both fall into a pit.
他们都掉到坑里。
We are often blind to our judgmental or critical nature and unaware of our need for God's help.
我们经常是看不到自己的这样的一个论断或者挑剔的本质，并且也不知道我们自己是多么的需要神的帮助。
All we know, all we have experienced is frustration with people that don't live or behave as we would like them to.
我们所知道的，我们所经历的，全是那些因着别人没有照我们所期待的样子展现在我们的面前而带来的这种沮丧或者恼怒。
We don't see ourselves as blind to the truth.Of our need for forgiveness and to forgive.
我们却看不到自己是没有看清这样的真理，我们有多么的需要去饶恕。
Continuing in that blind state does indeed lead us to a pit.
如果我们持续在那样的光景当中，必然会引导我们走向一个深坑。
When the resentment builds up inside of us, there seems to be no way out of this all-consuming mindset.
当这种愤恨是积在了人的心里当中的时候，这种很强烈的想法，我们似乎很难跳脱出来。
We can also often be blind to our lack of generosity.
我们同样很多时候也看不到我们自己是缺乏这样的怜悯和恩惠的。
Many people are often giving of themselves or their resources for ungodly motives.
很多人倒是在不合神心意的事情上很大方。
The answer to our problem is to become like Jesus.
能够解决我们问题的方法就是活出基督的样式。
Jesus teaches here that the student is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher.
耶稣在这里教导说，学生是不能高过老师的，而每一个学成的人必然是像他们的老师的。
This is not the only time that the scriptures talk about us.Becoming like Jesus.
这不是经文唯一一处教导我们要活要活得像耶稣的地方。
Paul tells us in the 8th chapter of Romans that we are predestined to be conformed to the image of Jesus.
保罗在罗马书的第八章告诉我们，我们是被预先所定，要活出耶稣的样子的。
And 1 John 3:2 tells us, but we know that when Christ appears.We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
约翰一书第三章二节也告诉我们，当我们得见基督的时候，我们就必然像他，因为我们看到了他的本体。
It may seem impossible for us to be like Jesus, but with God, all things are possible.
可能看起来让我们活得像耶稣很难，但是我们知道，在神凡事都能。
We just sang that truth when we sang, God will make a way.Where there seems to be no way.
我们刚才在唱神会开道路的时候，就是在说这样的真理。
You know, it's good for us to remember the words of Jesus as he hung on the cross.
对我们来说，记得耶稣在被钉在十字架上所说的话是有益的。
Here he was whipped, he was scorned, he had a crown of thorns, his hands and feet were nailed to the cross.
他被鞭打，被吊在了十字架上。
And he said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
他说的是父赦免他们，因为他们不知道。
He forgave us, so we are also called to forgive.
他饶恕了我们，因此我们也被呼召去饶恕他人。
This is one way to be like Jesus.
这是我们活出耶稣样式的其中一种方法。
Jesus said, "We will know the truth." and the truth will set us free.
耶稣说我们会晓得真理，而真理也会使我们自由。
The truth is, we have been adopted as God's children because we have believed.
真理就是因着我们的信，神将我们称为他的儿女。
Can anyone here just raise your hand if that makes you joyful?
如果大家看到听到会觉得开心的话，可以举起你的手。
That you are now a child of God.
现在你们就是被称作神的儿女。
It doesn't get much better than that. When we measure ourselves by the standard of being God's child, we have a perspective that brings gratitude and adoration.
当我们是用以神的子女的身份来去看我们自己的时候，我们就会有一种就会有一种带来感恩和赞美的态度。
Jesus concludes his passage by explaining how futile it is to judge or condemn the sawdust in someone's eyes when we have a log or a plank in our own eye.
耶稣用下面的话来总结他这段教导，就是去在我们眼中有梁木的时候，去论断甚至定罪他人眼中的刺是多么的无用。
We are often guilty of turning a very small offense into something much larger.
我们经常在小题大做这件事情是得罪神的。
We do this because of a deeper problem we personally have.
我们会有这样的行为，乃是因为我们自身心中有一个更深的问题。
That log may have its roots in pride or unforgiveness, as we mentioned earlier.
像我们前面提到的，那个梁木可能本质上是出于骄傲和不饶恕。
But that log must be removed to see clearly.
但如果想看得清，那梁木就必然被移除。
Trusting the Lord with our lives is the way to have that log removed from our eyes.
信神，用我们的生命来信神，就是除去那梁木的一种方法。
None of us wants to be blind, but Satan does blind us to the glory of God.
我们当中没有人想被蒙蔽，但是撒旦却蒙蔽了神的荣耀。
Let's look at a scripture from 2 Corinthians 4.Here's how Paul writes about this in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 and 4.
那我们看一下哥林多后书的第四章三四节，这是保罗在书中所写的。
If the good news we preach is hidden behind a veil, it is hidden only from people who are perishing. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message.About the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God.
如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上。此等不信之人，被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们，而基督本是神的像。
What concerns me most is how the enemy of our souls is so intent on destroying our lives that he deceives us to the point where we are blind to the truth.
令我非常担忧的就是我们灵魂的敌人是多么的刻意在摧毁我们的生命，以至于他欺骗我们，使得我们看不清真理。
May that not be the case for any of us here.
愿我们当中无一人如此。
The glory of God is worthy of our full devotion.
神的荣耀是值得我们全心献上的。
We will always be most satisfied when we find our joy in the Lord.
我们总是只有在神那里找到喜乐的时候，才是最满足的。
His command to love the Lord with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength is the way to abundant life.
他教导我们要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱神，乃是使得我们活出丰盛生命的道路。
I lived for a long time with unforgiveness towards my father.
我很长一段时间是不饶恕我的父亲的。
The things that he said and some of the things that he did really stuck with me. They were too difficult to forget.
他做的事情、说的话，使得我确实被缠绕了很久，乃至于不能原谅他。
And then the Lord gave me this wisdom that whatever my father tried to do to make right.What he had done wrong in the past would never erase the memory of what he did.
神告诉我的是，不管他在如何去挽回，似乎都没有办法让我去放下这样的成见。
So forgiveness was writing a debt off like a bank does.
所以饶恕就如同一笔勾销一样，像银行。
Because he could not pay that debt.
因为他不可能去付得起那份债。
But Jesus paid the debt for my sin.
然而耶稣为我的罪付上了这样的一个，付上了这份债。
And so I forgave my father, but I did not excuse what he had done.
所以我尝试去饶恕我的父亲，但是我却不原谅他所做的事情。
What I mean is, I did not forget what he had done.
我是说我没有去真正饶恕他所做的。
But if we're honest, we know that we've done some things too that have hurt people.
但我们如果是诚实的话，我们似乎也做了一些事情。
And so we need forgiveness as much as the next person.
所以我们就如同之后的人一样，需要。
We may have a problem seeing ourselves as God sees us.
我们可能会有一个关于在神看着我们的时候，我们可能会有一个关于如何看自己的问题。
The world has a corrupting influence on our lives.
世界对我们的生命有一个非常糟糕的影响。
Our old nature, our natural self, is filled with patterns of thought that oppose the ways of God.
我们本能的反应是充满了那些个去背逆神的道的模式。
And our enemy is determined to keep us from glorifying the Lord.
而我们的仇敌乃是绝了心的，要去使我们不去荣耀神。
Now consider the apostles that Jesus chose.
我们来看一看耶稣所拣选的门徒。
Each of those was guilty of running from the Lord, and all but Judas received the life of God by the power of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost.
他们每一个人 都在 逃离神这件事情上是得罪神的，而但他们当中除了犹大，都在五旬节的时候得到了圣灵的祝福。
Their lives were forever changed, and God used their lives to change the world.
他们的生命被永恒的改变了，而神也用着他们的生命来去改变这个世界。
The grace of God is what Paul credits for his hard work for the gospel.He did not measure himself by his own efforts. He measured himself by what the grace of God worked through him.
保罗将神的恩惠归保罗将他福音的工作归结到了神的恩惠之上。他也不是用自己的努力来去衡量他自己，他是用神恩惠的工作来去看待这件事情。
I'm sorry, I forgot to bring the scripture up. He says, but.By the grace of God, sorry, just go back one. By the grace, well, there you go. It is veiled to those who are perishing. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, this one. By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was in me.
不好意思，刚才我忘了放这个幻灯片。我们现在来看一下，然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他赐我的恩不是徒然的，我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
Jesus taught us that by remaining in him we will bear much fruit. When we remain in him, we are positioned to be fully trained and to become more like him. John 15:5 reads, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit.Apart from me, you can do nothing.
耶稣教导，当我们在他里面的时候，我们就能多结果子；而当我们在他里面的时候，我们就可以被更好的训练，并且更像他。约翰福音十五章第五节讲到：“我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。”
We were never meant to put on ourselves the burden of removing sin from our lives in our own strength.
我们从来没有被要求去担负一个用自己的生命来去除罪这样一个重任。
Jesus came to do that. That is the good news of the gospel.
耶稣来是为成就此事，而这就是福音的信息。
Our spiritual growth is a result of God working in us.
我们的灵命成长乃是神在我们里面做工的结果。
It is good for us to remember that apart from the Lord, we can do nothing.
我们应当记得，离了神，我们做不了什么。
This may be ego deflating, but our pride is opposed by God, and He gives grace to the humble.
这可能有一点点自我贬低，然而神却是阻挡那骄傲的人，并且施恩与那谦卑的人。
So I encourage you to walk away from being judgmental and condemning people as the world does.
所以我在这里鼓励各位远离世上的教导，不要去论断乃至于定罪他人。
God will give you grace to do this.
神会施恩于你，让你做成此事。
Instead, learn to be generous in your heart and soul.
相反，在你的心里和灵里都学着慷慨一点。
Give freely of yourself, just as God has freely given to you.
就如同神白白的赐给了我们一般的，将这些给予他人。
We live in a culture today where church attendance has been declining, and the influence of godly people seems to have shrunken.
我们今天所生活的环境当中，似乎教会的参与度是在急剧下降的，并且属神的人的影响力也在大幅的缩减。
There may be reasons for this, but this is not a reason for us to shrink.
也许这背后有个什么样的原因，但是这不是使得我们退缩的原因。
So again, I encourage you to walk away from being judgmental and condemning people as the world does.
所以说再说一次的话，就是我鼓励各位不要再去论断和定罪他人，如同这个世界一样。
As children of God, we have been granted every spiritual blessing. The life we have received is the very life of God abiding in us as we abide in Him.
作为神的儿女，我们得着了诸般的属灵好处，我们所领受到的生命乃是神在我们里边的生命，并且也是要我们在他里面。
I think it's obvious that continuing in sin is not the will of God for us.
我觉得很显然，我们一直在罪里这样的生活，乃不是神对我们的旨意。
Paul writes that anything that is not faith is sin.
保罗写到的是，任何不出于信心的事情都是罪。
Being judgmental or condemning is not an expression of faith.
而批判或者说定罪他人就不是一个信心的表现。
It is, however, an expression of faith to give freely what we receive from the Lord.
然而将那些我们从神得到的东西去大方的给予出去，却是一个信心的表现。
We are here today in a time of history with the opportunity as the body of believers to be light in the darkness.
我们所处的环境是一个可以让我们以一群 信众的身份来去照亮这世界的黑暗。
The Lord shines brightest through the people that live in repentance and thanksgiving.
神通过那些生活在悔改和感恩的人去照的发出耀眼的光。
People will know we are His by our love for one another.
透过我们的彼此相爱，人们便会
The ways of this, sorry.
Yeah, good. Okay.
The ways of this world are not the ways of God.
这世界的法则乃不是神的。
He is pleased with those who believe that He exists and that He rewards those who diligently seek Him.
他为着那些相信的人而喜悦，他也同样去赏赐那些潜心寻求他的人。
So I want to apologize if this sermon went too long for some of you.
所以我在这里抱歉，如果说这个讲章讲得太长的话，或者说你被我所说的任何话冒犯到。
But if God has shown you in our short time together that something that grieves His Spirit in your life, take this opportunity to confess this sin and be cleansed.
但是如果在我们这短暂的相聚时刻，神已经让你看到说有什么东西是在伤他的灵。那就请你借着这个机会来向神承认你的罪，并且被洁净。
He sees you, and He loves you.
他看着你们，他也爱着你们。
Lord bless you.
愿神祝福各位。